USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed protesters who are increasingly confronting GOP senators over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator McConnell had a message for the protesters.
There is no chance in the world they're going to scare us out of doing our duty. I don't care how many members they chase, how many people they harass here in the halls. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We will not be intimidated by these people.
Today at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a huge announcement regarding Iran.
I'm announcing that the United States is terminating the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran. This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It appears American job creation last month was stronger than a hurricane. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Payroll firm ADP releasing its jobs report on Wednesday morning showing the economy adding 230,000 private payroll jobs last month. September's total in this survey, the most in 7 months. It came even as Hurricane Florence had devastated much of the Carolinas during the period. That storm had been expected to keep the jobs count down. Analysts had been expecting 179,000 new jobs in that ADP survey. The government's jobs report's due out Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A tornado hit northwestern Pennsylvania yesterday, blowing the roof off of a nursing home and causing moderate to heavy damage. There were no serious injuries from the twister, and the American Red Cross opened the reception center for the community's 162 residents until they can be relocated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A hunter in Alaska was treated for life-threatening injuries after a bear that he shot fell on top of him. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more details on the story.
The Alaska Department of Public Safety said that William McCormick, 28, shot the bear while it was on a ridge near Carter Lake. The bear then fell down the slope, dislodging several rocks, and all of it landed on top of McCormick. A medical helicopter flew out to the scene and transported him to a hospital in Anchorage. According to the Department of Public Safety, the bear was a 200-pound black bear, and McCormick's hunting partner, Zachary Tennyson, was not injured in the incident. McCormick and Tennyson are U.S. Army soldiers stationed near Anchorage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Wrapping up what was a pretty chaotic third quarter for the maker of high-performance electric cars comes news that the company delivered 82,500 of them in those 3 months that ended on Sunday. Auto industry analysts say that should calm investors who've been very nervous after the SEC threatened to ban CEO Elon Musk. Musk and Tesla agreed last week to pay $20 million each in fines for Musk's claims that he had secured funding to take the company private. That settlement allows Musk to stay on as CEO, though it requires him to step down as board chairman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.